Hello, and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we bring in real, true, accurate facts, and we trade them around like they are dirty little pieces of gossip. We rate all the facts on a scale of boo to, ooh, I am turned on. That was so hot. The points don't matter. All that matters is we are all hot. I'm Chloe, and as a kid, I whittled a little stake to kill vampires with.
Just that? You just whittled a stake? Wasn't it to be Buffy?
I used it as a costume, but the original purpose was just in case. Yeah.
I love that.
And I kept it on my bookcase just in case.
That's really good. You never know. I'm Rachel, and when I was little, there was like a 1-2 punch of watching like a Halloween themed Hostess commercial with a vampire and a Hey Arnold episode with a vampire. And I then became convinced for about a month that my parents were vampires. So I slept with a blanket around my neck, which was probably like a choking hazard, so that when they kissed me goodnight, they couldn't accidentally just like fang me.
That is terrifying. Yeah. I'm Lindsay, and when I was about 11, my best friend held a Robin Hood party and assigned who we would all be, and I got Friar Tuck. And even though I was going as Friar Tuck, my dad insisted on making me a bow and arrow, which I loved. It was really fun to use. I was like, but he doesn't. He's like, it's just a fun prop. He was like, here, take my drinking tankard as well. So
was it functional? He handed you a weapon?
I love that. And I went to the children's party.
Okay.
It was fine.
Did you use the weapon?
Only in my back garden.
Okay, that's fair.
Hi, my name is Shem. I didn't go to parties as a child, but I did go to school once in a sleeveless denim jacket and my hair shaved like Mr. T. just as a as a look, which lasted for one day.
Wow. And hello, I'm Shannon. And I, in high school, took an entire semester of art class, which was called Art Contract, and I chose to make a wax sculpture of Charles Barkley.
Whoa.
Do you still have it?
Yes, it's at my mom's house.
Oh, wow.
It's like maybe a foot tall, maybe a foot and a half tall.
Seems really big.
that's a nice size.
Yeah.
Dang.
You met Charles Barkley, right?
I have met him. Yeah.
Did you tell him about the wax sculpture when you?
No, but I did tell him that I still have his rookie card.
Aww. That seems like sweet and less like I made a sculpture of you. That feels like the right move.
Yeah. I couldn't. I was trying to figure out what to say exactly to be like, I've been a huge fan of yours forever. So I let him know that I grew up in Philly and that I, still had his rookie card.
Mm-hmm. I do love that.
Yeah.
Charles, if you're listening, or if anyone who knows Charles is listening, our guest, reach out to them. They're a comedian and a performer in New York City. We're so lucky to have her. Please welcome Shannon O'Neill.
Wow. Live sound effects, not even post.
Wow. It's really fancy.
Yeah.
That's Saul Shem.
Saul Shem.
A compliment.
Just wow. Like.
I love you.
Just like our first fact is all Shem.
What? No. Oh, God. Okay. This is just a quick one that I was reading. But it wasn't even, I didn't even have everything pulled up. But scientists were studying what happens to farts when you hold them in and they get re-ingested into your body and then expelled in as air. So when you like breathe out, like
Stop.
If you hold in too many farts, like the same energy is then like expelled in like breath. They're not sure why, and it's not like a one-to-one, like if you just, you know, like hold in like a big old fart and then like breathe out, like, but that same like fart particles or flatus, as they call it in the paper, will be like released slowly out through your mouth.
I know that inside Shem is just like giggling so much because before the podcast started, Shem was like, mine is a real stinker, meaning not a fun fact, but you meant a literal stinker.
I did indeed.
That was cute.
Wow.
Good job.
I try.
Is that why we have bad breath? That's not why.
No.
Rachel, what is your diet?
I don't think I have that bad breath. Okay.
The collective we. Yeah.
Don't come near the sofa is what Rachel is saying.
But no. Wouldn't that just mean I'm not farting and I'm just saving it for me to brush my teeth with? I feel like that would mean overall I'm healthy. Like healthier. I'm just like not as outwardly stinky. Farting is normal. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I think you just judged farting, didn't you?
I did, but yeah. I do love a nice tube.
Yeah, they're very therapeutic at times.
Yeah, I think so.
I was in a shop yesterday and they had these really cute glasses and there was like, I don't know, like a little frog and it said, it's art. And then there was like a chipmunk and it said, it's art. And then the glass with the bunny rabbit said, it's fart. And I was like, did they not catch the typo? Or is like the bunny glass just a different vibe? But it was like so weird because all of the collection said, it's art with a cute little animal apart from this one particular. And I was like, I don't know if I want to drink from a glass that says it's fart. Or I was like, maybe I really do on work calls. That seems like the best move.
Wait, were they all matching?
They all had like, they were the same design in terms of like font and where the like words were placed. And then it was just a little, like a different animal on the glasses. But for one particular animal, it said it's fart instead of it's art. And I was.
And it was the bunny.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I want to dissect that.
Yeah. Why? Why? It had to have been on purpose.
Yeah.
They're like, how funny would it be? How random would it be if you just, was it like a collect, was it like just three individual cups or like there were many of
there were each type? Like they, you would pick the ones you wanted to buy. So it was just a shelf full of the glasses. So you could have bought two of the bunny and one of the frog or like whatever you
but
wanted.
But there were two of the bunnies that said fart?
Oh, yeah, all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't just a like if it was a mistake, it had been done to all of them. But I'm with Shannon. Let's hope it was done on purpose.
Yeah,
I
think that's
was.
Like for the kids, for like to get the kids to drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
give them the fart glass.
Yeah,
for like a good old like practical gift for dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
You give mom and Timmy the art ones, and dad gets the fart one, and he's like, "Why me?"
He knows why.
He sure does.
I'm also like, my dad was different because we'd be like, oh, this is the best you guys. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I love my family.
Oh, so
he
nice.
Said it.
I know. I was like, Dad, you said it. Rachel's looking at me like, don't make a dead dad joke. And I won't.
There can't be a podcast without one.
If you hold it in,
she'll just whisper it out later.
Your fact was as hot as I didn't attend, but the funeral procession for my dad's funeral probably was. I bet it was hopping down the street.
Wait, it wasn't in New Orleans.
No, it was
like
just
a jazz procession.
It was just in Massachusetts, but I feel like, and it was probably quiet. But if you went inside each car, I bet they were vibing with good music and it was hot.
I bet they were all holding it in quietly in those cars. Thank you.
Is it better or worse if I tell you the funeral happened like a year after he died too?
Because you guys lost his remains.
We did lose.
I feel like I'm not part of an inside joke. That's not
it's really
it's not
like,
even, inside joke, but
that's
it's like,
truly
a real,
like
a real truthful fact about your father.
The quickest and really all that it is my dad died. My grandma had cancer for so long. We were like, she's going to die soon. She didn't. And then we were like, well, she's probably going to die right after dad. Dad's cremated. Then we waited a year for my grandma to die. And in that year,
so you could
my
have
father's
like
ashes, cremated ashes were misplaced in our home somewhere and then refound. But
we can laugh about
it. Yeah, we can laugh about it. I was laughing about it then too.
Oh my God.
I'm so glad that my scientific research on farts brought you to this.
Rachel, where were they misplaced? Do you,
I have
like, was
no
it like,
idea.
You don't remember. Was it
no.
like, oh man, someone put them in like the laundry room by accident one day?
I think they were, my best guess is they were just like, our basement was like the catch-all for shit. So we just threw it in the basement. We were like, where's dad? But I will put on the record, not once did we lose our pet's cremated remains. not a single time. I love my dad.
And also my pets.
My pets. Oh.
Shem, that fact is as hot as the only analogies I can think of are Chloe's dead.
Do it.
Was as hot as little Chloe in this time was running around the house scurrying, going, "Where's dad?"
Thank you for A-to-being.
Just A-to-8.
Your fact is as hot as the embarrassment of a teacher. It's like the first day at school, and they sit on a whoopee cushion, and they get so embarrassed.
Yikes.
That's how hot.
Thank you. I've been that teacher.
Shim, I would say your fact was as hot as a... Your fact was as hot as falling asleep under the covers and farting and not realizing my dog's there and I scare them away.
I have done that. Except I woke up Kara.
I was like, you don't have a dog. How did this happen?
Well, Mimosa, my cat.
Okay.
She actually was telling Chloe this story the other day. She said that she like woke up in the middle of the night and was like,
oh no.
Just because it like never happened. So right. It was just very unexpected.
Okay.
Speaking of unexpected, should I take it away with the next fact?
You read my mind.
Amazing. Okay. So this is about a little toy called Silly String. Pretty simple, but Silly String was actually originally designed to be a spray-on cast for broken wrists and broken bones. And they realized, hey, this could be a toy. So instead of just like making it a better spray-on cast, they just turned it into a toy. And actually now the military still uses it to reveal tripwires. Which is really fun thinking about like a very like intense covert mission and they like whip out a can of, I'm sure it's branded military style
cargo.
It like is camouflaged or something. But they just kind of like spray some Silly String to make sure that there's no stuff in front of them, which is honestly,
that's
smart.
Smart.
Yeah. That's smart and whimsical. Shannon looks perplexed.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just like, yeah, it's like it was used to. I mean, I wonder. I guess it does harden, right?
If you
leave it around.
It's because it's basically like it. I didn't go deep into like the actual chemical breakdown, but it's a plastic that just like evaporates as you're like hitting the air. So it'll be that like gooey sticky for a little bit and then it forms an actual shape. But I do find it funny that they were like, you know what? Let's not make this medical device. We can make big money in toys.
I want to know if it was like a medical company and they were like, we're bored with all the medicine we've made. Like, let's branch out.
I believe it was like a man who was like doing the independent
A man in his garage.
But like a single entity versus a company who was doing the research.
I guess it meant he could just stop work at that point. He's like, great, I got a product. Now I have a toy. I don't need to keep doing that.
I think he called a toy company because he was like, the article I was reading was like, he had never made a toy before. So he was like, how do I market this?
That just reminded me of, okay. When I was in sixth grade, one of our projects was to quote unquote invent something. Me and my BFF Randy waited till the last minute.
Classic.
And all we did was take this was a game we would play, but we took the trucks off of a skateboard and we were like, this is a trampoline board. It's like a skateboard, but you use it on a trampoline. We were like, this is going to fail for sure. Our teacher called us after the class. He goes, you guys should patent this. We didn't. When I tell you that was on the shelves of Toys R Us years later, I was furious.
Wow.
I could have had money.
And lawsuits.
But, well, not, what do you mean?
Oh. It just sounds very dangerous.
Yeah, but we would, Randy and I would have been too smart for that. We would have sold it off. Somebody else can deal with the liabilities of it all. But I was pissed. I was like, shit, he was right.
Damn.
We should have patented that literally just a board.
That sounds like something I would have used in my trampoline year.
Shannon, yeah. Do you have any million-dollar ideas that you regret not birthing into the world?
I think when I was a kid, we had like, you would make inventions and maybe do dioramas of them. And one diorama I made was an indoor kite flying facility, you know, like if you live somewhere where like you didn't have wind and stuff, and which was like, you know, it's kind of dumb, but kind of fun. But, you know, I think just the idea of like indoor something so you can do it all year round. But the other thing that I came up with was parking cars and then having like you would park the car on top of a lift and then it would lift it up and then you could park cars underneath it.
And that's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's so cool.
Whoa.
I also that was something I came up with as a kid. And I'm older, so that was a long time ago.
Even the indoor kite thing, that sounds like what they have in like indoor skiing type facilities in like Dubai and things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, that I actually, oh my God, there's got to be a market for indoor kite flying. That like sounds really nice because I feel like it's really hard in a non-controlled environment to fly a kite.
Or just something where I wonder if you attach like a little mini fan to the edge of a kite, if that would have enough power to just blow it up.
I used a mini fan once to make a snow globe. I got like a see-through umbrella because we had to do like Christmas decorating at work. So I got an umbrella and I boxed in the underside and made a gingerbread house that went in it and used like a desk fan and put in those little parlor styrene balls to make like a huge snow globe.
Wait, that's really smart.
And the fan would like blow them around. So the little fan might work.
I think we got to get into a room with all these ideas here.
Yeah. We need 10 whiteboards, 5 small fans.
I feel
6
dumb.
Guides.
And when I was in the 6th grade and also had to make an invention, I love that this is like the time that they're like, let's get some ideas from you. I just made a robot. Like mine was like nowhere near. I went full sci-fi. Like one girl actually made a hair scrunchie that had a little zipper where you could put your bobby pins, which was so smart. And she sewed it. And I was like, I want one of those. And then I brought in this giant cardboard fake robot that like I had gotten, you know, the, I don't know if you know, I grew up in Arizona and everyone has a pool. So like your pool,
noodles?
No, we call it the creepy. It's like the pool vacuum that like goes that kind of like folded like tube type of a thing. Mm-hmm. We like went to Home Depot and got those for the arms. Like I had like built this whole thing, but it had no practical execution whatsoever. I was like, I didn't realize we were, you know, limiting ourselves with what reality is.
Well, Rachel, I think your fact was as hot
thanks,
as
Jeff.
My favorite childhood toy, which was just a lighter, because I just love setting fire to things. Oh,
Jesus. I love imagining a little pyro sham.
Just getting like a strand of spaghetti and watching it burn, and it curls like it was a great
time. Was
this
the same day you had your denim vest on?
No, I could never put flame near denim. Unless you put like flames on the back of a denim jacket, that's the only way to do it.
That's hot.
Okay, your fact was as hot as flames on the back of a denim jacket.
Thank you so much.
Shem, your fact is as hot.
Wow, that was honestly really rude.
I'm so sorry. Rachel, I apologize.
It was the silly string fact.
No, I know. And I'm trying to think of a way to segue, but I can't.
That's okay.
But as you were talking, I thought of this. Your fact is as hot as the robot you made, but it is Charles Barkley.
Thank you so much. Of course. That would have been hotter.
Rachel, your fact is just as hot as one giant huge party where everyone is playing with silly string.
Ooh, that sounds hot. And
yeah, they had like a hostel I stayed in Argentina was like, let's have a party, and then just handed out so much silly string. Like the next morning the whole place was covered.
Ooh,
but you didn't fall over any wires.
Yeah, it was like safe.
Rachel, your fact is as hot as a pool creeper with a pervy camera on it.
Oh, I'm sure there's like some like creepy Airbnb host.
Yep, puts a camera on that creeper. That's probably why it's called the creeper. That's I'm sure it's the creeper because it's so slow. It's so slow when it moves. But it is a creepy thing that someone could. Yeah, we gotta keep that in there. We're cleaning the pool, but you can still swim.
Scary. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Before we get our next fact, let's hear a little bit from our friends. Thanks, friends. Our next fact is going to come from none other than Shannon.
Wow.
Me?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. My fact is really quick and simple. Because I tried to think about, like, when I was a kid, things I loved, facts I loved to talk about. And it was often animal facts. One of my favorite animal facts. I almost want to have you try and guess how many bones are in a giraffe's neck.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
147.
Whoa. I'm going to.
Are you checking? Oh.
No, I'm going to write. I'm writing it down. I'm going to write it down and see who gets closest.
My first instinct was one. Just be like, Rachel, there's one neck bone.
You said my thoughts out loud. I was like, our vertebrae's a bone each. How many do we have?
I think 20.
Okay. 72. 75 on a malformed giraffe.
A malformed. I thought you said a mouthworm. I was like, what?
72 to 75.
I'm going to go with, is Price is Right rules means that I get anything under 70 if I pick one, right? Okay.
That is the one rule Americans respect more than any other.
Like. I'll go with one for Price is Right rule.
Well, Rachel was the first.
No!
I'm such a tool. I'm so sorry.
Shem had a pretty solid guess. It's seven. No, seven bones in a
dream. Just seven?
Snack. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, that is.
I got overexcited. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think about.
Because I know it's the same number that's in the human neck. Oh. So I was trying to like count the bones.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you knew that. You knew a giraffe had the same amount of bones as a human, or you just know that all necks have the same amount of bones? What is that fact you're saying?
Giraffe's necks have the same amount of bones as a human's. That I did. I know two giraffe facts. It's like they have the same necks as same amount of bones as a human neck, and they're statistically speaking the gayest animal.
I did know that one.
Yeah, yeah. We brought up before. It's like it was my favorite thing when people used to talk about homosexuality only being in like humanity. It's like, no, there's like so many gay animals.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know the number of.
Wait, what was that second fact you said about a giraffe?
Oh, they're like the gayest animal. The highest instance of same-sex couples occurs, like that occurs in all animals, but like giraffes have the highest instances of same-sex pairings.
More than humans?
That's awesome. I love giraffes are like one of my favorite animals. I'm so happy about that.
More than humans.
I don't know. Giraffes in Brooklyn, yes.
Wait, I love that.
Well, I know that they taste, well, I guess this is different than couples, but it's like when a female giraffe is ready for, is like fertile, ready to be impregnated, it's the male giraffe can tell by the taste of its urine.
Mm-hmm. I have heard that one too.
Yeah. So it like licks.
Yeah.
Interesting. Licks
that and is like, fertile.
Yeah. Or like, oh, that's no, awesome. Fertile.
I always thought penguins were the gayest.
Same. I feel like they have the most representation.
Yeah. There's giraffes. I really like that.
A That's decent fun. Number of lesbian cows as well.
Yay.
I mean, I would feel, you know what? That makes sense. Because it's like, you're the bonding that female cows must have. Just like.
Yeah.
Being, just being like, I can't believe they're doing this to us.
Mm-hmm. I know. We're getting
them. Yeah. So it's like this like trauma bonding.
Yeah.
Female cow trauma bonding into. That's cute.
Oh, I do want to look that up now.
I think you should write a Pixar movie.
Well, now I'm curious of what is the, it's like you're saying, we're saying that giraffes have the same number of like same sex coupling. Or are they like, what is there like any activity happening? Like, are they pleasing them each other?
Yeah. Like they're like mating. So like they're sometimes in pairs and sometimes they're just like mating or having like sex just for pleasure, which they're studying in animals more because like that was thought to be rare and animals were thought to only mate for procreation, but now they're finding out that's not always the case.
Yeah.
I think penguins, because they're like more penguins in zoos, like their gay penguin couples get like more press attention into it. So like you get like famous like gay penguins in zoos, which gets like a lot of news on it.
Interesting.
That makes sense.
This sounds so silly. I was like, is it because like there's less giraffes in the zoo enclosure altogether? Or like it's more spread out? People aren't seeing it.
I got stuck with a fucking lesbian in my enclosure.
Yeah, I think they usually couple. I think in zoos, they're often coupling those because they want them to have
more
offspring.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, Shannon, your fact is honestly as hot as a nice makeout session. Using the 7 bones in a giraffe's neck. Between 2 queer giraffes. That's pretty hot.
It's pretty hot.
I'm picturing, so I think your fact is as hot as like a French braid, like with two, but with two giraffes' necks, like wrapping around each other to then smooch.
To smooch. That's very cute.
I love
with
that.
A mouthful of urine.
We're ready. Oh my God. Isn't the sound they make like,
I went to like some sort of like animal park with friends and my friend had the window open and a giraffe did come in and just like licked the side of my friend's face.
Oh, they're sticky. They're very rough tongues.
Yeah. He was like, I think.
I scratched him open.
Yeah. Shannon, your fact is as hot as the giraffe queer bar in the neighborhood.
Jeffries.
Jeffrey and Jeffries.
That's the Toys R Us giraffe, right? Yeah. Is that why my head went there? Okay. Well, thank you, Rachel. That, Shannon, your fact is as hot as the giraffe-specific sex store, Toys R Us 2.
Ooh. Toys for us.
Toys for us. Yes.
Thank you so much.
I was like, I knew something was there.
And I don't think that's the final. That's not the final name. I think we could probably brainstorm into. Yeah,
you'll get an email later. Like,
good. Yes.
I was thinking.
I
you could hop on a Zoom tonight. We'll brainstorm.
Puss. Like us with a P.
We know what puss is.
But you just said it like puss. Yeah, I don't know. We'll get there.
I am gonna provide the next fact, and it's a gay one, ish. And I say that because my fact is really just I'm gonna present some quote unquote facts that were given in a book about lesbians.
Oh,
that was written by a man named Scott O'Neill, which let us know if any relation. Okay. This is called A New Look at the Lesbian.
When was it published?
Yeah, I need a date.
Oh, apologies. 1950s or 60s, I'm trying to get the, but
we have
I think
the
60s.
Era.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was supposed to be like,
I can't wait to learn something new about myself from Scott.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, and we all know this, the vast majority are strongly sexed and almost constantly preoccupied with sex. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about fucking all the time. There are actually many cases of vampirism on the records. Cases in which cuts have been inflicted on the body of the femme and the blood sucked from them by her butch.
Maybe this is why I had nightmares about vampires. I was struggling with my sexuality so early.
Uh, Set 100 women down on a deserted island, and within a week, a quarter of this number will become lesbians.
Already were, Scott. Yeah. Already were.
Yeah. I mean, but I have 100 cows.
Yeah, cows.
Watch out.
I like this one. If the neighbors say that the two girls who live in the apartment are nice enough but seem to fight a lot, you're pretty well on your way to establishing a lesbian relationship.
Is that what people think of me in my apartment building?
Let's see. What?
I do wonder if people are like, are those two fun roommates? Are they? Like, I just like wonder what the perception is. If they're like, those, that's a couple, or if they're like...
Me and my ex, Haley, lived in this building in London. It was like a converted warehouse and I really hated it. But there was also a French lesbian couple in the building who had a pug dog. And then there was a stand-up living in the building.
Sounds like a fun
And
building.
I saw the stand-up show. She referred to the warehouse as a hipster kennel, which was 100% accurate. But she referenced the lesbian French couple and their pug dog. And me and Haley were like... We weren't cool enough to get a mention in the stand-up show. We weren't the cool couple in the warehouse.
So sad.
So sad. So.
They saw you and were like, and they cut the joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
You would have been the...
I'm going to go with that, Shannon. Every other show got to hear about us.
I just found... A important piece of information about my fact that maybe I like makes me like it even more. This is not real. This is from a set of books from the 50s, 60s. It was a then popular genre of cheap paperbacks, entirely fabricated or otherwise compromised, quote unquote, sociological studies of human sexuality penned by pulp authors pretending to be doctors. Lesbianism was a very common focus of these quote-unquote nonfiction books. What the heck?
So the fact is that everything you're saying is not factual.
Not factual.
Made up.
Oh, I thought we knew that.
I guess my fact is this book exists. Look at it.
Yes.
I like it.
The fact was, here's this book that exists.
Which but is better than conspiracy theories I've brought in.
But it was but it was presented as fact in the time.
Yeah. It was presented as fact, right.
I guess my little addendum is, wow, this was a whole genre of books.
Yeah, just fake news. That's how they did it. Fake books.
Yeah. But that's it. I have nothing else.
I do really like that they brought in the vampire bit.
Yeah. By her butch.
I have Scott O'Neill was presented as a doctor in this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Scott O'Neill?
Mm-hmm.
And then the book was written as?
Like as a quote-unquote study. It was presented as it's a real book.
Like, I have studied lesbians and this is what I've learned. Mm-hmm. All right,
wow,
Scott.
I thought you had a copy of that book.
But I can't figure out, this is why it's like, I didn't realize it wasn't like, some idiot man like truly doing this at first because I can't figure out who Scott really was.
Okay.
I really
could have been a pen name.
Yeah, they hit it well. This is fun. But he was also the storied author of Campus Call Girl and Profile of a Pervert, Volume 2.
Scott probably has a creeper.
Definitely has a creeper.
What's the name of that book that it was pulling those facts from? Yeah. Fake facts from?
A New Look at the Lesbian.
A new look. And the O's are the...
Eyeballs?
No, the female symbols.
Oh.
That are like the lesbian symbol of the two things intertwined. What's the name for that? I feel like I should know. I don't know
what you're saying.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. We'll learn that. Okay, Chloe. That fact is as hot as... first night on that island with 100 women and they're like, all right, a quarter of us have to do this.
Raise your hand. We'll do volunteers first. Raise your hand and then.
That's like a new type of Love Island that I wanna see.
I like that.
Yeah, that's hot.
Chloe, that fact was as hot as I felt when I used to date like this bald black woman, and then she was like, great. And then I also like shaved all my head, shaved all my beard off, and then we people walking around the neighborhood thought we were like a very cool lesbian couple, and would always like state that to us all the time. I was just walking around, but they would just go, "Oh, you two are so brave, so brave. Like, I love what you're doing." And I felt like weird correcting them, but those moments I felt truly beautiful. So that's how hot your fact was.
Shem. Oh, every time.
Wait. That's amazing.
I feel like love it. We always joke that Shem is an honorary lesbian and like probably knows more about lesbian culture than I do.
A double Venus glyph is the name of the.
Oh, I was like, I don't know the words you're saying. Oh, a double Venus glyph. Glyph?
Yeah, for the two intersecting okay, fine. Symbols.
Now I know. See, you know more. And now it's because you've walked in our shoes. Literally.
Shem was literally in Doc Martens.
Loafers.
I love that, Shem.
Oh, Shem, I love you.
Amazing.
Chloe.
Yes.
Your fact was as hot as O'Neill's follow-up book, A New Look at Men. We're still great. That's all.
In his eyes, not in mine. Bad book.
Pretty cool men. No homo.
If you see two men in a bar, they are just mates.
Chloe, your fact was as hot as Shem being accidentally sent to yeah. that island of 100 women and being the queen dyke fighter.
Honestly, every improv team I've been on.
The queen dyke.
Queen dyke.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, we are no longer trash.
We are queen dyke Shem.
Queen dyke.
The next time I have to introduce you to anything, I'm going to be like, Queen Dyke, Shem. Wow. I love that more than anything.
Chloe, what's up next?
I think it's Lindsay.
Lind.
Yeah, I have such a dumb fact today. So I was like, oh, I'll take a look and see if there's any fun facts around songs. What I learned is, 1/3 of songs are written about heroin. 1/3 of songs are written about meth. But the summer of 69, that's, I mean, not technically true, but there's a lot I can, there's a lot that are really about drugs.
Oh, I was like, wow, what an accurate scientific split.
But
yeah, what songs am I not listening to?
Just like There She Goes by The Lars. There was also a good number about abortion. I was like,
wait, that one's about, There She Goes is about
drugs, heroin.
Oh my God.
There she goes. There she goes. There she goes again.
Racing about- through my veins.
Whoa.
Not a female. Not the queen dyke, but heroin.
Wait, Karen and I sing that to each other all the time when like someone did something dumb. We'll be like, there she.
Something dumb like doing heroin.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
new context.
The fact I'm bringing in is that The Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Not about the summer of 69. Not about the year 69, but was about sex.
Oh, that one feels right.
But I feel like, I mean, I would never have thought that because he's so like, feels like a song about nostalgia and the summer. But he was like, yeah, it was about sex. And like the people he mentions, like the names of the people is like his drummer and his tech, but the whole song is just about sex.
What are some of the lyrics? Because it's
got
not
my very first six string.
Yeah,
it's not coming straight to my mind.
Played it so hard that my fingers bled.
Oh, whoa!
And it's not until I looked at the lyrics as I was bringing in the fact, and it's not until like there's a bit at the end where it's like me and my baby in a 69, but that is like the last lyric of the song.
Oh, he doesn't even say 69.
No.
My fingers, he did not find the clit. He was working too hard.
He did not find the clit.
Oh. Yeah, you can keep talking.
Oh, okay. Oh, I saw Shem.
I thought you were
like,
about to play something.
Yeah, Shem is
what
sliding.
Is Shem doing?
He's like, he is pushing up dials, supposedly.
He's got Bryan Adams on the line.
He's not. Oh, this song. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
I like that you can all hear it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I know. Yeah. I was like, if Shem can get that into my ears, that'd be amazing. Oh, no, he did.
I do feel like most songs, though, I would say are about sex or love in some capacity, but.
Jimmy quit. Jody got married. I know what you just heard.
I just heard Clint randomly in the song, and I was like, well, that's why. I must have been listening to the radio edit.
All right.
Okay, fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, Linz, I love that fact, but I am more stunned about There She Goes being about heroin.
Yeah.
I'm going to think about that one for a long time. But your fact is as hot as the song Coming Clean by Hilary Duff, which growing up, I thought the lyrics were, she says, let it wash away my sanity. And I thought she said, let it wash away like celery. And I was adamant that this was about clean produce. So yeah, it's as hot as that like dance breakdown I was doing thinking about celery.
Linz, your fact is as hot as the Veronica's song Untouched. I think they're just singing about how they are untouched and they would like to have sex. I think.
I don't, how does that one go?
Oh, they're like, untouched. A go, you go,
la, la, la. I don't know that I know it.
Well, there are two of them. And well, they're, you know, two of Veronica's.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, you know, singing what they do.
I love.
It's a hot song, Linz. It was a hot fact.
Well, apparently, in terms of being untouched, Like a Virgin is about a guy going through a breakup, which I never knew until today.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That feels actually better.
Better, what? Right?
Oh. Well, why would a virgin go through a break? Like, it's a confusing, like, alignment of, like...
Yeah.
Interests?
Yeah.
Like a virgin touch for the very first time. I feel like a virgin.
So, yeah, it's so intense. Like that breakup is probably so intense.
A little scary.
Yeah.
But he's excited. But he's like, wow, it's happening. Depending on your experience. Finally.
Linz, your fact is as hot as the Prince. Song Erotic City, which is about sex. But there's like a line, it's one of those like classic funk songs where they use funk instead of like fuck, which is like a staple of the genre almost. Mm-hmm. And there's a line that says, we can funk until the dawn, making love till cherry's gone, which is so
oh
gross.
Oh my God.
But like they let it in the radio edit at first, like when they was first playing it, but it just sounds like, we can funk until the dawn, making love till cherry's gone. And like the making love till cherry's gone makes the first line so unexcusable.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Although his later songs are all about being a Jehovah's Witness. Like that's the subtext. So
it's all about evolution. Did we all do it? I can't remember. Okay.
Linz, your fact is as is as hot as me now imagining that Private Dancer is just about cocaine.
I truly hope.
Dancing for money. Do what you want me to do. Cocaine is making you. Mm-hmm. Cocaine is making me do what it wants me to do.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a fun. You can just imagine all songs about what you want, really.
Yeah. We're the kids of America. Whoa. Cocaine.
Okay. That's about meth. That has to be.
It has to be.
I'm really. I'm not surprised, but I'm not shocked, but I am surprised that was the first song that came to my mind of like, let's go through songs. Where are the kids? Oh, wow. I love it.
Sorry, I was Googling. I was trying to think of that song, that Vitamin C song, Graduation.
As we go.
Yeah.
Well, going to rehab.
Yeah. I have no segue. Shannon, we've come to the part of the podcast where we need you to pick the hottest fact of the day. We will recap.
Yes.
And as a reminder, you can absolutely pick your own if you feel it's the hottest, mm-hmm. Which very well could be the case. But Rach or Shem, you were first?
Oh, if you hold in the fart, it will.
Yeah. My God. Right. Right. Yeah.
Not that one.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's already off the list.
Yeah, no, finally, Shem always wins. Minus that silly string was supposed to be for bones, and now it's a toy and for tripwires. Mm-hmm. We, of course, had your fact of mm-hmm. almost mm-hmm. a dinosaur giraffe neck bones.
Seven bones and a giraffe's neck.
Yeah.
Ooh. Also pretty gay.
Mine was less a fact, more a collection of it's a story that exists.
Yeah.
And that's still in the running.
And it's still in the running.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an offer.
Summer of 69, sex.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And heroin, quite frankly.
And heroin, probably.
I feel this might be, oh no, I think I might fuck this up in that.
It's okay.
I feel like I want to choose a fact that was not an original fact.
Do it. Oh, that's okay.
Do it.
No, truly.
Yeah.
There's no rule.
I'm torn here. I'm so torn.
Sweating.
You know what? The hottest fact, there was so much discovery, and I am going to say the hottest fact. Oh my God, this is so hard.
This is when,
I don't know why,
this is when Shem Zoom finally cuts out.
Really?
No. Cliffhanger.
No. I'm going to go with, Chloe's.
Yay!
In that it was, I think it's like this group of people making up these fake facts and not having any idea like how much hotter and awesomer it is to be queer.
Yes.
And they're just like trying to make stuff up and like put them on an island. It's like, no, actually, you think only 25%?
Yeah. I know.
Fools.
I think that wouldn't be my dream vacation.
No, you fools.
Oh, my God.
So that's going to be the hottest fact. Is,
I love
yes,
that.
The,
thank you.
Honestly, well deserved.
Yeah. Happy Pride to us all.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Happy February, March. Happy Woo! March Pride, everybody.
Yeah. March yes. Pride.
Do you want a bonus
but fact? Also, the discovery of, what's that?
Oh, I was going to offer a bonus fact that Woody from Toy Story's full name is Woody Pride.
Cute. He's a gay icon now. Woody Pride.
Oh, so I did love the gay giraffes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I love that fact
so
a lot. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm so.
And I wrote that. I want to look up. I want to look up these. This Dr. Scott O'Neill.
I know.
Curious to see what else there is out there.
Me too. I'm probably missed a lot.
Probably.
But, I mean, no more than he did.
True. Janet, the people are going to want to find you online and in person if possible. How can they do that? Can they do that?
Well, they can. I will say first and foremost, if you love comedy or improv comedy, there's a show called Rat Scraps, R-A-A-A-A-T Scraps. And you can watch that in person every Sunday, 7:30 at a theater called Caveat on the Lower East Side. Or you can also stream it. We stream it every Sunday, and then you can buy the stream. And if you can't watch it at 7:30 Eastern time, you have like a full week to watch that link as many times as you want. You can even buy the link if you forget to buy it a couple days later up until like 5 or 6 days later. So encourage that. We got a lot of awesome performers on there from some of your favorite TV shows. So it's Rat Scraps. Go to ratscraps.com and you can find out all the information. And I'm at Spotastic on Instagram and Twitter. If you want to look there, you can do that.
Sweet. Thank you.
But Rat Scraps is where it's at.
Yes, yeah. Do it. Well, you could even see one of us there watching. Also, in the audience.
I truly thought you were going to plug any of the several guests we've had who are in the cast. Who like appear, like Bridget's on on there, Sebastian, Connor.
I didn't mean to say that in a weird way. Yeah. I just meant to be like, we also love this show. Go support it. I didn't mean to be like, if only we were in the cast, you could see us there. No, I meant it in a fun way.
It's funny. It was funny.
I'm sweating.
Feel Rachel sweat.
I'm sweating.
I love it. I loved it.
Thank you so much.
We will link all of that in the description. By we, I mean Shem, probably.
Definitely.
As always, we are Trash Comedy. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. You can email us. You can call us. Thank you so much to Shannon for joining, and all hail the Dyke Queen.
All hail the Dyke Queen.
Queen
Dyke.
Although I like Dyke Queen better.
Yeah. Whatever you want to go by.
Yeah. You tell us, Shem.
Shem.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.